Well, let's see, this is the 13th. Yeah.
And what day it is?
Yes, today is 13th.
What day of the week is it?
Today is Wednesday.
Well, we say this is the 13th of September, 61. Say the 13th of September of 60 is exactly what?
1 year ago, is that what you mean?
Yeah. So we say 60 was last year and 61 is...
this year. First time I've been in school for about 60 years.
Is it? what day of the week would a woman do her ironing on?
Tuesday.
Would she have special things that she'd do on the other days of the week?
Oh, yes. Like mending, the next day'd mend, you know, up yarn. And then she'd...
That'd be Wednesday, she'd mend, huh?
Uh-huh.
And then what'd she do the next day?
The next day she... no telling what. Everything.
Uh-huh.
And then Loom always do her mopping on Friday.
Uh-huh.
House cleaning on Friday. Then Saturday, I do a baking.
Nothing special the day before Friday, though.
Nope, not on Thursday.
If a fellow's pretty well built and he can do a good day's work, you say he's what kind of a man?
Strong.
Stout or strong.
Husky?
Yeah.
Husky, yeah.
Now, if a child jumps around a lot and just seems to have a lot of pep, you say, that little girl's quite, what?
I don't know what happened to you.
Little girl is
pretty what?
Frisky.
Frisky.
Full of pep.
How about an older person? Say, somebody your age. Suppose they got around pretty well and seemed to have a lot of energy, you'd say he's pretty what? He's pretty what for his age.
Strong?
Strong or healthy or stout?
You'd say he's pretty frisky?
Yeah. His age.
Say he's pretty spry.
Mm-hmm.
If a child is sleeping in a strange place, she might ask you to not turn out the light till after she goes to sleep. Because why would she ask that? She'd say, don't turn out the light on what?
Maybe the child's afraid. Is that right?
Well, I don't know whether it's right. I'm asking you what you would say.
Yeah.
Suppose a man drops things all over the place, he doesn't bother to pick them up. Say that man's pretty what?
Lazy.
Slouch.
I call it lazy.
What do you say he is with his possession? He's pretty...
careless.
Suppose you had a neighbor who's kind of curious. How'd you describe him?